BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
The Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now, includes our quiz, Don't Look It Up, Throw Away Your Phone and Play Along, includes a round of missing band members. Also, the thing that really gave Chris Stark the boost he needed when he met Mila Kunis. I've not heard it for years and it's fantastic. I've stuck something on my fridge to stop me eating, and it's Luke T and Shanice, TikTok sensations in the mix. Here's a question for you. Answer me honestly on 81199. Do you think you're cuter in lockdown? I'm starting to think that I might be.
Really?
Yes, I've gone really thick and soft.
Right. So what do you mean? Do you mean in kind of how you look? Because I put up a little picture before we do the radio every day.
Yeah.
I put a picture sometimes of us both, like you there, take a little picture of the screen in front of me. But I always put a little picture of me in my living room. So it basically means my Instagram is just the same picture of me over and over again. However, my hair is growing out and I've been wanting to do this for ages. Do you remember when I saw it working for Harry Styles? I said I was going to do this. Maybe now's my time.
Yeah, my hair's like longer. I'm definitely softer. I put this T-shirt on today. I mean, it's quite tight fitting now. And I mean, let's be honest, you're hairier everywhere. And
Do you think it's a bit like winter then? It's when people go winter cute.
Yeah. I just wanted to know if you think that you might be cuter in lockdown. Tell me if so, if you are, and why, please, on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got to ask you about your mask. What's with the little bit on it? I've just zoomed in on the picture I took of your mask and you've got... I've not seen one of these. It's like it's got a little... Well, what is it?
It's like a little oxygen.
It's like a little plastic bit.
Well, yeah, because sometimes in them you can't breathe, so you just like open it up. It's like a little oxygen bit. I'm good with the mask right now.
You're constant with them. You constantly message me about these masks and it's become... You get really obsessed with things and I think this is it.
Yeah, because we're not going to be wearing them forever. So I just think it's... I don't know. They're saying that, you know, there's not that much evidence to say that they're doing any good, but I'm going with it. A lot of people are as well, especially around where I live. So
I think they do good.
Yeah, no, I think they do.
No, I do think they do good. I think from what I understand, it helps stop if you've got the virus. Yeah, it keeps it in. So, it's no... Listen, it's not a bad thing, is it?
I don't think I'm doing any harm.
I love watching you deal with this whole situation as well, because I often get a text from you. I get a question like, should I buy a mask? Should I? Do we need masks? You get a little bit worried. Then I see you come out with the most fashion mask that you can find.
Yeah, it's quite good on me. I'm asking you, are you cuter in lockdown? Nathan in Leeds says, definitely cuter in lockdown, but trying to counter the weight gain that I have definitely put on from a few too many beers. Since lockdown has begun, I've obviously not had my hair cut, but I've never had it this long and I actually think it looks quite good. Plus, I've been eating healthier, so I've lost a bit of weight. How, Jay Parsons and Lincoln? Do tell.
But I'll tell you what's cuter about people is just I think a lot of people are making an extra effort and everyone's being that bit nicer.
Yeah.
And honestly, that makes... I've seen people in a new light throughout this whole thing. I've seen people that, I've got to be honest, have been winding me up and annoying me and even like... certain family members and things. And actually, I've seen them in a new light throughout this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Okay, our golden moment today is... it's fair to say this changed Chris's life. And if I can be honest, because time has passed, when we first got Chris on the show, the bosses were like, yeah, he's all right. And I was like, no, this guy's really good. He could be, like, decent on our show. And I battled for this for ages. Like, you were good, but you were just on now and again because you were my mate. This changed absolutely everything, and we didn't even realise. It's a bit like when people go, oh, I'm going to go viral. Like, you don't know when you're going to go viral. It just happens. You can't plan it. And that's exactly what happened here, right, Chris?
Yeah, this was a mad one. So I don't really know much about actors. It's not my game. That's Ali Plum's game. However, I was sent to go interview Mila Kunis. It was all a bit last minute. She was promoting a film called Oz the Great and Powerful. She played some sort of witch in it. And I'd never done one of these junket interviews before. Now, you will have seen these on TV and heard them on the radio, but you get taken into a room in a really posh hotel. It's really intimidating. And it's not a normal chat, is it, Scott?
No, like, it's a really weird situation.
And it's very clinical, and there's all these PR people everywhere. It's horrible. But I hadn't prepared. That was the major lesson for this. I hadn't prepared. And you've got to think throughout this. The very first thing I did when I left this little chat with Mila Kunis was call Scott and say, I think I've screwed this up. I don't think we can play this on Radio 1. We ended up playing it on Radio 1. And the week after that was one of the strangest but amazing weeks of my life.
I will never forget you ringing me and you just literally come out of the hotel where you'd done the interview and you're like, mate, I've screwed it up. I've ballsed it up. I've really messed it up. I don't think we can play it. And we were filling on the breakfast show and I listened to it the next day. And even I, when hearing it, was like, I mean, it's not the best, but what's great about it is that you were just you. And then it went absolutely mad. We were fielding calls from CNN, from ABC, from CBS in America. You were getting invited
nuts.
On talk shows.
I was on Good Morning America.
You were on Good Morning America.
It was just crazy.
Like audio clips being sent to us from Australia, New Zealand, Singapore. It went massive. And like I said, I was in America the week after and every magazine, Chris was in it. It's a British new Hugh Grant. And a lot of them thought that you knew exactly what you were doing. And as I know you well, I know that is really not the case. Because
I didn't. I hope people enjoy reliving this. Because do you know what? It did. As you said, this changed everything for me.
Yeah.
And it, in a weird kind of way, it taught me a big lesson about just being yourself. And that's the most valuable thing. And I loved it. And everything that has happened since then has really been because of this interview.
Well, not completely. Because I always had faith in you from the start.
I know you did.
No, I did. But like, I think this made people think a bit differently. And be like, oh, actually. So here it is. Here is Chris Stark meeting Mila Kunis, gloriously underprepared.
Good, 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 the Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Even the opening question is brilliant.
In the nicest possible way, did you enjoy being ugly for once? Because generally, like, you know, you're hot. It's
oh, why, thanks.
So it's being a witch and now it's a little bit different.
Yeah, why not? You know what, it's fun to have a lot of prosthetics on and not necessarily concern yourself with what you look like.
Yeah. Am I doing all right so far?
You're doing fantastic.
Okay.
How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I'm a little less nervous than when I walked in.
Right? It's not that bad. It's not that scary.
I don't know.
Really? What about this is frightening to you? Tell me.
I'm talking right at you now. There's like cameras everywhere. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're all smiling and that, so it's all fine. But it's a bit of an unnatural environment. I'm used to being down sort of my local pub with the boys.
So this is the same.
I cannot wait to tell them about this later. You don't understand because when I go back and say to them, they all do sort of quite normal jobs. And I say, well, I'm interviewing Mila Kunis. That it's going to be a hard one to believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But I'll get massive lad points for it.
Do you get like a free drink out of it?
I hope so.
I hope so too, buddy. You're doing a fantastic job.
Okay. That makes
I hope you get
better.
Like a whole round of, what do you like, whiskey?
Jager bombs? Seriously?
Jager bombs. That is disgusting.
We made this drink called, I don't know if we can say this, but we got these lad bombs, which
is
are...
Is it Guinness?
No, it's, you know, like where you put Jaeger into the Red Bull? We do a shot of Jaeger into a double vodka Red Bull. And
oh my God, that sounds like the worst drink ever.
Would you like, I mean, you could come join us.
Where's your pub?
It's a pub called the Misty Moon. But to be honest, that's not very good. You could go to Watford, which is like our local town.
Okay. And, I mean, I'm probably not going to do it today because I'm deathly ill, but I will maybe come join you if you buy me a, what did you call it?
Oh, a lab bomb.
That
lads would love you. You'd really
disgusting.
Get on with...
Disgusting.
One of my mates, Sir Dosser,
Sir Dosser?
Yeah, he writes music.
His name is Sir Dosser. I love him already.
Yeah, there's Sir Dosser, the Convict, Chango the Beast.
You are Cantona. Awesome. Like, these are your friends.
Yeah,
I
they're,
love
all,
it.
They're all my boys.
All right.
I should get back to the questions.
Why? This is way more fun for me, I have to tell you. Please.
Do you ever, like, have you ever been to a football match?
Football meaning soccer?
Yeah, but...
No.
we can't call it soccer here because
right, because that's sacrilege.
Beaten up for that.
No, I know. I'm with you. I said from my American self. I have to clarify. I have never been to a football match, but I plan on going to Brazil next year.
Oh, I don't know who I love more in this chat, me, Amelia, or you, really. I listen to you, you're like, oh, I can't wait to tell the boys. Right, there's more in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Glenn, he says, oh, my God, I forgot how good Chris interviewing Mila Kunis was. A lot of people can't get out of their head the image of you talking to Meg Griffin. That's her voice, isn't it? Family Guy.
Yeah, that's true. So at this point, by the way, like, we're chatting and then
she's
all these angry
it.
She's amazing, right? Because she's had the same interview all day long, same questions, bored of it, and then these American PR people are just glaring at me like they don't know what to do. I remember looking at them and just thinking, oh, they do not like me.
But at one point she's like, they're like, no, ask questions about the film, and she's like, no, I want to keep him chatting. And it was really cool of her. She's great.
The best.
Yeah. And this was viewed so many times online. At the time, I think it was like the highest viewed video for Radio 1.
It was like number one on YouTube for about 3 weeks. It was crazy.
Andrew, the UPS driver, says, I can't believe I've never heard this before. This is the greatest interview I've ever heard. I'm out delivering so many parcels all across Norfolk. Thank you for making me laugh. You guys are awesome in this weird time. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, a lot of people will be hearing this for the first time. This is kind of what started it all off for Chris. He was doing bits on Radio 1. This happened by mistake, kind of. And here we are. Okay, let's get back to Chris and Mila Kunis.
Well, here's the other offer. I support a club called Watford Football Club.
Okay.
And they're like my local team. They don't have many fans.
Shouldn't you give me like a jersey?
I would love to. You don't
Where's
understand.
My jersey? I would have sported that thing in 2 seconds.
I'll happily send you one.
I'll wear it. What colours is your
Well, this is
it.
Bright yellow.
Oh, gosh. That's just not my colour. Could you make it, like, purple? I really like purple.
But you'd love it. The thing is, I go with the boys, and, yeah, we go see a Watford match, and it's a nice day out. We could go for, like, a Nando's before. Do you have Nando's?
Nando's?
It's like a chicken restaurant.
Gosh, you're teaching me so much.
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing here at all.
And this is the best interview I've had today.
Are
I'm
you serious?
Begging you. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
right, here's how I see the day panning out. We go for chicken, and then...
We start breakfast? We have chicken for breakfast?
No, because it'd be about midday. Kick-off's at 3.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Going on to the Watford game.
Okay.
It's League One. It's not even a Premiership team.
That's too cool.
I'm going to get in trouble for that. It's a Championship team. So they're all right, but they're not great. And this is ridiculous. So if you wanted to come along, what I would say is... Oh, I can get
we're
you a ticket.
We're having chicken, and we're going to go see a Championship League game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear a yellow jersey.
No, and then we stand on the terraces, and we'll sing songs and chant and that, and then at halftime we could have a pie.
That's a real pie? Like, we're talking like apple pie?
No, like a steak and ale pie or chicken balti.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm with you. We're back to being British. I'm
and then bosh a couple of pints.
Yeah, pints I get. Pints I like.
The thing
What's
is with the boys...
What's your favourite beer?
But
I like Blue Moon. Do you have that?
No, we haven't got that.
What?
I've never even heard of that.
What? Listen, I'm going to come. You're going to show me football, and I'll show you a Blue Moon.
How quickly can you neck a pint?
Oh, pretty fast. I used to bartend. I can also pour a pint with no foam. What?
Serious?
You didn't know that about me, did you?
You should work behind, like, at the football club behind the... That would be epic.
Do you think?
I should get back to the proper
Why? Questions. This is such a better conversation.
Are you serious?
Talk
about this movie?
Yeah.
Let me just give you answers that I know you're going to ask. So I play a character named Theodora. She's the youngest out of the three witches. She's very naive. She's very sweet, actually. You see, what happens is she's the first character that Oz meets when he lands in this magical world. She falls madly in love with him. He breaks her heart, and she doesn't know how to deal with the pain, so her sister provides her with an easy way out to numb the pain. She accepts it, and she has an emotional transformation that has a physical one that mirrors it. I never looked at it as two separate characters. It was never like a good versus evil for me. It was very much a one transitional character. I rooted her in honesty, and I looked at her as like a young girl who just has her heart broken. I loved working with James Franco. He was great. Rachel was an amazing older sister, and Michelle and I, you know, didn't really have very many scenes together, so our only complaint was we wish we worked together more.
My mate Dicko.
There we go.
Is,
oh my god.
My mate Dicko is he's getting married soon.
Oh, good for
and
him.
And he did say I could get like a plus one to his wedding.
Yeah.
And now I think about it, I'm not going to get many more chances to
do
this.
You're going to ask me to go with you to this wedding?
I'm just wondering. And
well, I've gone to a Marine Ball, so what's another?
But this is what I heard, so
yeah.
I thought
apparently
I'd
just say yes to everything. When put on the spot, when's the wedding?
It's like, I think it's June.
I'm actually working. I'm not kidding.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I'm doing a movie.
Have you ever... I don't know if I should... have you ever dropped trowel at a wedding? Like, this is what... Because we were talking about this. No, we dropped trowel, and what it is it's just where... I don't know if you do this in America, it might just be a UK thing, but we put on Baywatch and we just take all our clothes off and dance around. And that's what we do at...
Did you know that I was on Baywatch twice?
Were you?
I was.
I didn't know
that. Once, I played a young girl that runs to get help because her classmates are drowning. And the second time, I played a blind girl who gets lost in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fact.
Is that... Am I done?
Yeah.
Mila, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope that was all right.
I had a great interview. God.
The best bit is the PR woman wrapping it up. Am I done? Yeah. I wonder, like, as it was getting millions and millions of views online, I wonder how she felt after when she was telling you to... You've got a job to do. I'm going to turn it up a bit, but listen to what she said.
I should get back to the proper...
Why? Questions. This is such a better conversation.
Are you serious?
No, because you have a job to do. That's not, because he has to work and he has to... You know.
Talk about this movie?
Yeah.
Let me just give you answers that I know you're
going to... Yeah, talk about the film. That was awesome listening back to that.
Was that lady there? I've never really clocked this properly before. Was she telling Mila Kunis to get back to the job? Like, because why would she step in like that?
I know. Anyway. I mean, it was going well. I mean, hindsight's a great thing. She probably was like, we need to talk about the film. But it worked out for everyone. Scott Mills. Our job is to try and provide some lulls and some distraction in this weird time. What better to do on a Thursday afternoon than a ho game? Think of something retro from the past and give it a ho with all your might. I've got some, so has Chris, and so have the Radio 1 listeners. We're going to go round until one person can't get it right and they let the side down, or if the timer goes, which means it's off and we are done. Let's start with the callers today. Hello, line one.
Hello, Scott. It's Becky here from Belfast. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. What have you got for me, Becky?
Okay. Chardonnay from Footballer's Wife. Hey!
I may have watched a bit of that on YouTube the other night.
I did hear that they were going to bring that back at some point,
no
which
way.
I thought was a brilliant idea. Yeah, around about the time that the whole Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy thing was kicking off, it did seem like it would be a good idea. I'd love to watch that now. I think it would be well funny.
Yeah, not as good as I remembered. Have you watched any recently, Becky?
No, but I would love to, Scott. I was kind of thinking, would it age very well? Because remember, they put fake tan on a baby. So...
Yeah, they did. Oh, God. Yeah. Another massive but they did do that. Line two, who's that?
Hi, Scott. This is Ryan from Glasgow. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ryan. What have you got for us?
The blind date undercover journalist.
We need to find a clip of this. A lot of people won't even know this happened. Ryan, what was it again?
So there was a journalist that sort of infiltrated the blind date show. She got a date, and then Cilla Black
outed her. Yeah.
On the show live.
Yeah. I think we got it. Yeah, we've got it. Listen to this.
Well, Nicola, I have to say I've got more than a big surprise for you, because I know what you're at. And it's I feel awfully deeply saddened by this, but you don't work as a temporary secretary. I know for a fact that you're an undercover journalist and you've robbed somebody of coming on a proper blind date. You work for Cosmopolitan magazine. She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen, not a blind date at all. Is that right?
So good.
Oh. What my favourite bit about that is the people in the crowd start booing.
Yeah, boo.
As if it's like, as if it's some sort of evil person. It's just a journalist on the show, but at the time, controversial as.
Okay, let's go to line three. Who's that?
Hi, it's Joe in Nottingham.
Yes, Joe, go on.
Birth in the alphabet.
Great one.
I don't think I ever did that.
Oh, you will have. You just don't remember because you would have been a child. Honestly, it's easier when you're a child. No, because you're like... Oh, no, I think I'm going to be sick. I've not done this for ages. Joe, how about you?
Go on, I'll give it a go.
Give it a go.
Go on, then.
Oh, that's as good as I've got.
Right, I'm going to find some clips of this in a minute and we'll hear people doing it maybe a bit better than Joe. Okay, it's our turn. Chris, you go first.
I'm going to go the horse meat scandal. Oh!
Was that the horse in the burger situation?
That's the old horse lasagna, wasn't it?
I'm going to go the Special K diet. I've got the ad here. One way or
another, I'm going to win you. Overdone it this Christmas? Then why not try the Special K Drop a Jean Size 2-Week Challenge? Over 2.5 million people tried it last year. Two meals, two bowls, 2 weeks. Have Special K or Crunchy Nut for breakfast and again for lunch or dinner for 2 weeks and you too could drop a jean size.
Who'd have thought you'd lose loads of weight just eating cereal? That's mad. Okay, back to Becky. Becky.
Top 16 on Bebo.
Having a top 16 on Bebo.
Yes, that's good.
Okay, Ryan.
Okay, Kate Thornton.
She does a podcast now.
Oh. Don't we all?
Yeah, don't we all? Joe!
Hello, Moto.
I answered a call doing that the other day and it came from nowhere. I was like, why have you just Moto. Done that? And it wasn't the kind of person you should do it to either.
Yes, it's you.
Me? Ah, pirated DVDs. I've got the advert here for it as
Let's
well.
Go. DVDs used to be in regions, so like region one was like the UK, region two was like America, and that like your UK one wouldn't play in America. I did get a multi-region DVD player once for that very reason. Now, is that illegal?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is. I bought it from a man on Tottenham Court Road.
That doesn't make it legal.
Okay, me next. I'm going to go for writing in the back of a van in dirt. This van's dirtier than my wife. Okay.
If you
no...
think this is dirty, ... it's all rubbish.
Okay, no signs. Oh, I've really hurt myself from the Who. Oh, no, this could be the end of my career, I mean, not my life. Ow. Anyway, no signs of stopping right now on the Who game. Everyone's strong, so back in a sec. Scott Mills. We're playing the Who game on BBC Radio 1. So far, we've had pirate DVDs, the horse meat scandal, burping the alphabet, and no one seems to be giving up anytime soon. They've got plenty left in them, so let's play again. Becky.
Contenders ready.
Ryan.
Who shot Phil?
Who shot Phil?
Who cares? Joe.
Wagner.
I watched one of his performances back the other day. I don't even know why. Chris.
Putting your thumb between your fingers and saying, got your nose.
Great one. The brief time when Kelly Osbourne was a presenter on Radio 1. Does anyone remember that? She was on.
She did the surgery, if I remember right.
Yeah.
But she, I think there was a period of time where she rarely turned up. I can't remember,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Well, no, there was a few times, yeah. Becky?
Miss Magazine.
First magazine I was ever in, fact.
Yes, the Flood and Love Miss Magazine.
Real, I was in Miz in the centre page bit, which meant I was a heartthrob.
Mm.
I don't think it did. Ryan.
Get Grace out.
What's that?
From Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, get Grace out. Like, that's all we had to worry about then, not this. Get Grace out. Joe!
Ooh, are you courting?
Courting. Off of your nan saying it.
grandma's.
Yeah. Has your gran asked you if you've been courting?
Not recently.
No. She's still with us, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. Sorry. Well, no, because that's typical me. I would have put my foot in it. It's like, oh, has your grandma asked you that recently? Oh, no, she's dead, Scott. I'm so glad about that. Because that would have been awkward, Joe, wouldn't it?
My who?
Yeah, yeah, sorry, Chris.
Candy Crush.
I'm going to go for ham and cheese Dairy Dunkers. That's it. The timer's on. OK, let's go. Quick. Becky.
Puffin Boat Club.
Ryan.
Spider Solitaire.
Joe.
That's going straight in my basket.
And that's it. We're out of time. What a lineup we had today on the Who game. Ryan, Becky, and Joe, thank you so much for being on, guys.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
You guys.
Bye.
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 Scott Mills, Luke T, and Shanice's Bedroom Anthems.
Yesterday, incredible scenes as Gemma Collins took to the decks-ish from her toilet in Essex. Next up, the king and queen of TikTok, it's Luke T and Shanice. Hiya, guys.
Hey.
Obviously, you're together, or always are.
Always are.
Always.
Literally, haven't been apart since we come out, I don't think.
But would you have any other way, Luke? No.
I've heard you've only spent an hour apart since.
Yeah, I was getting my hair cut. I'm just getting your nails.
Yeah, I was getting my nails done. So, yeah, that's probably the longest that we've been apart.
Obviously, it's different, right? Because you're not in a villa in South Africa now. You are in a house where?
In Luton. So we're at my mum's house in Luton, but lockdown as well. So it's like we haven't come out of lockdown all year.
Literally, we've not seen 2020.
Now, not being funny, but a villa in the sun in South Africa is different to a house in Luton. So
just a little bit.
Has any of the romance or magic worn off because of that and because you're in lockdown?
We try and make it fun, don't we?
Yeah.
I got you some flowers the other day.
Yeah, honestly, I was crying. I absolutely love white roses. So I was thinking, who sent me white roses? Like, who would know about that apart from Luke? And then, yeah, he sent me like a little card saying like how proud he is of me and like, we'll get through it together. So, yeah, that was really thoughtful of him.
Wow. Luke, you are close to becoming that type of guy that writes poems on the regular.
OK, let's get some tunes off you. What are we going for first? I know, a bit like Gemma yesterday, you are a fan of The Garage.
Yeah, massive fan of The Garage.
Yeah, we like a bit of Garage.
We have a Garage night every week in our house.
Yeah, we do.
So we are going to go for T2 Heartbroken.
What a start. Let's go. Luke T and Shanice in the mix on Radio 1. T2 Heartbroken, and we are off. Luke T and Shanice, what room are you DJing from? I'm guessing your bedroom.
Yeah, we're DJing from my bedroom, just chilling. We actually just woke up just now. Our body clock is literally all over the place.
Honestly,
we woke up panicking, thinking, oh no,
I'm late for what?
Yeah.
It is great, Love Island. Love Island's a great kind of way of figuring out the awkward bits of a relationship before you kind of throw yourselves into a relationship, because it's all quite intense, isn't it?
Yeah, you see each other in all your glory literally every day from the first day you get together.
Because what I wanted to know, guys, was is there anything at all new that you've discovered about each other since leaving the villa?
Like, you're a bit of a loud eater sometimes.
But you haven't been able to experience like stuff that couples do, really. Like, I don't know, going to the cinema, going out for a meal.
We haven't actually done any of that yet. When we came out of the villa, we did go for a cheeky Nando's, didn't we?
Yeah, we've had one.
But Luke, you haven't experienced Bristol, have you?
When we came out of the villa, we used to go from Bristol to Luton to Bristol while we were looking for places to move into.
Have you been to Fish Ponds, though?
Oh, no.
What's Fish Ponds?
Do you know what? I'm not even taking him to Fish Ponds. No? He does not need to go there.
Just pass through. Okay, let's get another track. What are we going to play?
So we are going to
go for Believe It by Party Next Door and Rihanna. So we are huge fans of Party Next Door. That's somebody that we want to go and see as soon as lockdown's over, if he's doing a concert. So
in the villa, we used to sing his songs all the time, didn't we?
Yeah, we used to sing it to each other. So that kind of means something special to me and Luke. So we love it.
Oh, God, you two are cute. Let's play it. Believe It, Party Next Door, Rihanna. Luke T and Shanice in the mix on Radio 1. Let us know what you think of the tunes on 81199.
Luke T and Shanice's Bedroom Anthems.
BBC Radio 1, Luke T and Shanice. Love Islanders and TikTok sensations are DJing today from the room they spend the most time in, their bedroom. Should I not believe everything I read? Are you getting married?
Yeah, no. The thing is, Luke came and just said, oh, I think Luke T will propose to Shanice soon. And then literally everywhere we're saying, oh, Luke T and Shanice are getting married.
But, you know, one day.
She pulls her finger out.
It would be good. Yeah, it'd be a disappointing breakup, this, I must admit. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to reading that.
It's not going to happen. Like you two make me think that love is still alive.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go old school again. What's happening next?
We are going for Sean Paul and Blue Cantrell, Breathe.
Let's get it on. Sean Paul and Blue Cantrell, remix, I go make them head swell, yo. Yo, ay, yo, boom, yo, ay, yo, dirty.
Shanice's Bedroom Anthems.
Guys, what are you missing? Luke, are you missing playing football?
I am, you know. I'm missing going to the gym. Literally just going out, mostly. Just going shopping. We love shopping.
Oh, do you know what? I miss going shopping. That is the one thing that I'm going to do first as soon as this is clear.
Are you ordering all the online deliveries at the moment?
We literally know the ASOS man's literally name.
Yeah.
Life story.
But also you're missing out on going to like every nightclub in the UK to kind of drink vodka with sparklers in, you know?
Literally, the 3 weeks we came out, it was so hectic, and then we were like back in lockdown. So it's just been such contrast, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it has. It's gone from literally one extreme to the other. Yeah. So it's a lot to kind of like get used to.
What is the best thing that you've been asked to promote during this lockdown? Have you been asked to do masks yet?
Masks.
Yeah, I thought you two would have a range by now.
Masks
to leave the house.
Yeah. We haven't been asked to do that yet.
You will. It's gonna happen.
I know it will. I reckon it will.
Is it weird for you when you're fully clothed? Because there's so much time of you in bikinis or underwear.
The first time I saw you in clothes when you came out was so weird. But seeing her wear a coat, I was like, what is this?
It's like, who is this person?
Honestly.
It's weird because, like, when you're in the villa, it's a completely different life when you come out.
Yeah.
So
I imagine when you were around the house at the moment in Luton, oh no, your mum's there. I was going to say, you're probably not wearing that much most of the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, but if we had our own place, I'd be completely naked.
Yeah,
I don't think that would. Mum would appreciate that.
Nah, I was going to say. Okay, guys, let's have another track. What are we going to have?
So we are going to go for Rover by Simba.
Rover?
So we did a TikTok to this song. We're a huge fan.
Shanice, will you say Rover in your best Bristolian?
Karma.
Rover.
Rover. This is Simba, Rover, on Radio 1. Shorty says she coming with a bread dress, cause she saw a young brother pull up in the Rover. Now she says she wanna come over, yeah, but I don't want no love. I just wanna make the moolala. Got them all screaming ooh-la-la. Simba Simba and Rover on BBC Radio 1. Simba is going to be on the official chart with me tomorrow from 4.
Luke T and Shanice's Bedroom Anthems.
Guys, I don't know what this is like for you, but my boyfriend moved in recently and I'm finding out a lot of new things. Like, yeah, you know, just things you didn't know before you moved in. Are you finding that as well?
Do you know what? We moved in from the first day we met each other, really.
Yeah, literally, we did. Because we were living together.
So when this is all over then, are you going to get a place?
Yeah, we actually put a deposit down for a place, but like it was like 2 days before lockdown began, so we couldn't actually move in.
Is the house going to be in Luton or Bristol, though?
We've been looking either to do in between,
good, which is like Windsor already, but we're actually going to move into central London.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So just to give you an idea, if you're trying to get on that property ladder, Luton, 3 bedrooms in the garden, yeah?
Yeah.
London, the whole place would be the size of a bathroom in a Hotel Ibis.
It's true. It's true.
Now that you are living together, are you like weeing with the door open and that, or has that not happened yet? You're still in the honeymoon
period.
Yeah, we It is. And she's scared of the dark as well, so sometimes I have to come with her.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, you're going to have to take her to the toilet.
You have to take her to the toilet?
Whenever you watch
one. Joking. That is an odd one.
That's what I have to do with my mum, but that's fine. She's disabled. Right, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on today. Luke T and Shanice, this has been brilliant. Okay, we got one more track. What are we going for?
We're going to go with Snoop Dogg and Justin Timberlake, Signs.
What a way to finish. Guys, you've been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're my new favourite couple.
I'm not sure of what I see.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hiya, Amy.
Hey.
What kind of mood are you in today, then? It changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's raining outside, so it's not visible, but kind of stay positive.
It's raining. Whereabouts in the UK are you?
Banbury, Oxfordshire.
Okay, and what's your living situation? Who are you living with?
I'm living with my parents and my sisters, and then I've got my boyfriend here as well.
So parents, sisters and boyfriend?
Yeah.
Any fallouts yet?
3 sisters. Every night at the dinner table.
Really?
But it's kind of standard in our family.
Yeah, but like, this is, it's kind of thrown everyone together, whether you like it or not, and I guess it's not happened like that for a while, has it?
No, definitely not. I mean, I've got 3 sisters. The youngest is 16, the oldest is 23. Okay. So, it varies.
Happy families!
Wow. Yeah. And how's the boyfriend getting along, Amy?
Oh, he kind of keeps the tension lower because they don't like to make a scene in front of him. But as they get more comfortable, it's becoming more tense. But, yeah, it's all right.
Okay, maybe we'll check in another 3 weeks. And I know you're going through a dissertation nightmare at the moment as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm writing my dissertation for... middle of May.
Anything we can help with?
I'm trying to. I don't know. I study real estate. So it's quite a random one.
Real estate?
I'm doing it on place. Yeah.
Nah. Chris?
No.
I'm out. I'm out. I know that you always, like 100% always go for Chris. So that's...
Yeah.
I mean... Thanks for putting Amy through. That's fine. I'm just on the back foot here, but I'm going to try... This is my tune. Missy Elliott, For My People. What do you mean? It's a banger.
I like Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think to get your freak on, Missy Elliott might be the better choice as a banger.
Thanks for that feedback, Amy.
Fair, yes. We got someone that knows their music here. I like this. It is good, this, to be fair. Okay, Amy, you can have that, or you can have my banger choice, which is this.
That's just the way it is. Older.
Yeah, I've gone really old school with this one. Do you know what? I look out my window right now. I'm in my living room. Scott's in the studio and I look out and it's raining. And for some reason, I just think this song might sound right now. This is Tupac Changes.
Definitely, I'm gonna have to, Chris, as
always. What a cliche.
Come on.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi. Whoops, sorry.
Sorry to interrupt.
I'm Aoife.
And I'm Julia.
On our new podcast, we're on a quest to explore the positive power of gaming.
I've had lots of people playing the game with me. It's just that I'm surrounded with lovely, lovely, lovely people and it feels like home.
And unlock the true stories behind it.
Arcade gaming didn't almost help me. It brought me back from a place where there was definitely no return.
This game changed my life. Why not give it a listen on BBC Sounds? You're my brother,
you're my sister. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounded good. As someone says, GOAT, Tupac.
Scott Mills.
Chris, I've just noticed on your picture that you put on Instagram, is that a Jaeger bomb on your mantelpiece?
Oh, it might be, yeah. I don't know. I think that's just a coincidence.
Well, you don't have them just lying around.
I do.
One! Have you drank it or is it still there?
it's just there. It's just hovering.
Quick sharpener before the show.
No, it's not like that.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for Don't Look It Up. Head-to-head quiz. One apiece this week. A 5-all draw yesterday. Okay, so who are you playing against? Let me know. 81199. Just a bit of something to while the time away. Let me know who you're playing with and what the forfeit is tonight if you lose. Maybe it's loading the dishwasher. Maybe it's washing up with your own bare hands. Maybe it's watering plants. All the exciting things that we can do in lockdown. Maybe it's making tea tonight or ordering that takeaway and paying for it. Let me know. 81199. Quizmaster Will, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good.
How are you feeling today? Happy, sad, medium?
Medium.
Okay. Same as me. Right, let's do it. Round one.
Round one.
What's round one, please, Will?
Pilot TV show names.
All right, so explain this one to us.
So these famous TV shows, originally when they were conceived, were under a different name. And then they were changed to the famous one that you now know them by.
Okay. So what do we have to guess here? What it is now?
So, yes, I will tell you the original name and you have to guess what it is now.
All right, so pilot TV shows. Buckle in, let's go. Question one.
What US sitcom's original name was Insomnia Cafe before a last-minute change?
Again?
What US sitcom's original name was Insomnia Cafe before a last-minute change?
You have 5 seconds to write it down. Let's go. Okay, I don't know, but I'm going to go for Friends.
I've gone Friends, yeah.
It's Friends.
Yes.
What a rubbish name. Was that the name for it in the pilot?
In the pilot, yeah.
Insomnia Cafe.
Yeah, rubbish.
Yeah, really bad. I'm glad they changed it. Okay, question two on pilot TV shows.
Which legendary Channel 4 comedy was originally known as Baggy Trousers?
Again?
Which legendary Channel 4 comedy was originally known as Baggy Trousers?
5 seconds, write it down. Tracy in Torquay is playing with Mia on WhatsApp. Becky's playing against her boyfriend Tom. They're in separate houses in Bristol. Okay, I'm going to say... Shooting Stars.
Tricky this, isn't it? I'm going to go Peep Show.
The answer is The Inbetweeners.
Oh, no.
Baggy Trousers.
It's called really? Baggy Trousers, yeah.
Okay, give yourself a point if you said Baggy Trousers. I thought you'd know that, Chris.
Yeah, gutted.
Next one.
Which children's show, named after the main character, was originally going to be called Alexis Texas? Which children's show, named after the main character, was originally going to be called Alexis Texas?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Chris.
Oh, I don't know. That's done me. So
Alexis, Texas.
Oh, I just don't know. I don't even know what to guess here. How annoying. Rubbish.
I'm going to go for Hannah Montana.
It is Hannah Montana.
Yes! Yes, yes! So I got like excited. Doesn't happen to me that often. Okay, how are you doing so far? Let us know how you're doing on our quiz. Don't look it up. And remember, shame if you do look it up. That's not in the rules. That's why the quiz is called Don't Look It Up, because you do not use your phone. Like any pub quiz where they're like, they look over and they're like, are you cheating? And they're like, no, I'm just texting my mate. Let us know how you're doing on 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Round two.
Round two, Will, is...
What happened next?
What happens here?
I'll play you a clip and all you have to say is what happened next. They're all from TV.
Okay, all from TV. What happened next? Play along at home. Let me know how you do. Okay, number one, please.
Question one, and to this morning. And for some reason, Alison Hammond is presenting the weather on a floating map in Liverpool, flanked by two soldiers. But what happens next here?
But let's go over to Northern Ireland, because in Northern Ireland, there's a place called Bally Bogey, which I can't believe. It's going to be patchy rain over there. Get ready, go. All right.
5 seconds. I'm going to say Alison falls into the water off the map of the UK.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go the same here. She steps to Northern Ireland. The gap in between, she falls.
She does.
Okay.
Both correct.
Yes.
Point each. Did I tell you on the Strictly tour I had to swing Alison round every night?
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. At the end to Frozen. Good time. Here's the thing as well. On this morning, right... It's a bit like when they're hungover after the TV awards or whatever. Are they doing it on purpose? Like, did Alison Hammond really fall in there? Like, was it a mistake or was it always planned? I'm just saying. Question two, please.
To the Radio 1 Teen Awards. And what happened next?
Teen Award for Best TV Show is... Love Island!
Okay, 5 seconds. We all know this one.
What was so good about this? Do you remember, Scott, the view we had? Because we were doing links on this other stage, which was at the other side of the arena.
Yeah, we just interviewed Chris and Cam.
We had. And then we watched this. It sort of went to Gemma's bit. And, yeah, we all watched her fall through the floor.
Now, I actually remember hearing a researcher going, OK, Gemma, here's where you stand. Don't stand there because that bit's going to open. OK, so don't stand there. She's like, all right, babes. Wasn't listening. Fell straight through the floor. Oh, by the way, on the last one, people are saying that the guy falls in, not Alison. She doesn't fall in.
That's so true. She pushes the sailor in.
Yeah.
So neither of you get a point.
Oh, I wish I hadn't brought that to your attention now. Okay, so the sailor goes in, not Hammond. Well, that changes things. For this one, Gemma falls down the big hole at the Teen Awards. We get a point back, right?
Get a point back.
Okay. And number three.
It's to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and Ant and Dec are announcing who will do the Bush Tucker trial. But what happens next?
The public have decided the person they want to see face the live Bush Tucker trial is... Gillian.
No. Come and join us, Gillian.
Could you?
Gillian, come over here. Come and join us, please.
Oh, my God. Right, I remember this. Right, I was actually... 5 seconds, sorry. Right, write it down. I actually went to Australia to do the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here show, the extra show, presented by Caroline Flack, I remember it. And the guests were me, Keith Lemon, and one of All Saints. And we were in Australia, and it was the night that happened, and it was incredible to see first, because we get to see the tape of it before the UK sees it, and we were like, oh my God, this is great. We were all just sat around going, people are going to love this. Gillian McKeith fainted, of course, and that was real too. Chris?
Yep. Gillian McKeith, she fainted.
Lovely. Both correct. And the scores at the end of that round are Scott 4, Chris 3.
Okay. Oh, I could get this today. All right. One more round. Let us know how you're doing. Here we go.
Round 3.
Well, what have we got?
The missing member.
What's this?
K Can you name the missing member when I read the lineup of each band, Scott?
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm here for this. Okay, right. Number one, please.
Luke, Ashton, Callum.
Okay, 5 seconds from now. Michael?
Chris?
Yep, Michael, Mikey.
Mikey is correct.
From?
Five stars.
Five seconds of summer. All right, a point each for that then.
Question two.
Yes.
Perry, Jesse, Jade.
Oh, this is hard when you have to think about it. 5 seconds. Chris?
Leanne.
Yes, Leanne.
Did you have that written down, Scott?
Did you know that, Scott?
Of course I knew it.
I was watching you here and you looked...
watching you on the Zoom.
Oh, I don't know about that because I can sort of see your face when you knew. I don't think you knew that one.
Babe, I'm a gay. I know the members of Little Mix. Don't question me. Anyway, point each. Let us know how you're doing. Over to you again, Will.
Finally, round three, question three. Last question of the week. Can you name the missing member? Will, Guy, Phil, Johnny.
5 seconds.
Phil?
Who's Phil?
Phil?
Phil, are you sure?
I don't think Phil's...
Who's Phil? Not Phil. I'm saying Chris.
Yeah, I'm saying Chris, but I'm asking who
is Phil?
Who is
Phil? I'm sending it to VAR. Hang on, I'm sending it to Stockley Park.
What? We're talking about Coldplay here, right? The missing member was Chris, but...
Are you making sure this is true?
Phil's the manager. Excellent.
Oh,
Coldplay.
Not in the band.
Not in the band.
Oh, you's made up someone in Coldplay.
Still got it.
Wow, okay. And at the end of that, I've done no idea what's going on.
At the end of that round, and to take the entire week, the final scores are Scott 7, Chris 6.
Yes! One! Let us know how you did. On 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Right, where are you in the UK right now and what you're doing right this second?
I'm in Derby and I'm just sat watching TV.
Okay, and I'm listening to us, obs.
Yeah, obviously. I'm playing the quiz game with my mum, but she won't let me listen.
Oh, yeah, right. How did you do on the quiz?
I did all right, but she just shouted the answers over the clip, so I couldn't actually hear the question.
Yeah, thanks, Mum. Thanks so much. Now, Chris, let me tell you that Katie here is in Derby. She's a uni student and a KFC worker, but she's doing none of the above at the moment, are you?
No, boring.
Boring.
Supposed to be doing uni work, but drinking every day instead.
Fine. And is this... is this worse, would you say, than the time that KFC ran out of chicken?
Oh, definitely, for sure.
Yeah. And we don't even know when...
I mean, at least we got full pay.
Yeah.
Exactly, Katie.
Loving you.
Exactly.
Loving you.
Oh, well. Have you tried to do your bit by making the chicken at home and then just, I don't know, dropping off at neighbours and stuff like that?
I mean, I've done a bit of cooking, but not chicken. I think I've had my fill of cooking chicken for the rest of my life.
You're having a little break from that, I understand, yeah.
Little break on the chicken cooking.
Yeah, because you'll be back to it before you know it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what I've got for you today. This is my banger. This is what I want to be played next on Radio 1.
Oh, lovely.
Look at the smile on my face. Look at my... look at the smile on my little new fat face. Cheryl Cole, Fight for This Love. Chris, by the way, we need to talk about this in a minute. I've put a picture of my old me on my fridge now to stop me going in it.
Oh, I see. When you were slightly more
rotund.
Round.
Yeah.
Yes, it's rotund.
There's a picture on my fridge now. Anyway, Cheryl is my choice.
Or, Katie, you can have this. I know you're missing the chicken, but you'll be back stronger soon. And
What?
I don't know. I've tried to fit that in every day this week.
I know.
But anyway, this is a tune. This is Black and Yellow, Wiz Khalifa.
Miss UK, what do you want?
Black and Yellow, gotta be.
Oh, I've done really well.
It at the
done so well today.
Central childhood songs. Yeah.
Mills. I'm back with the official chart tomorrow. Let's see if Live Lounge All-Stars can make number one. Clara's with you next week, and we're back a week on Monday.